Reflection for the fifth day in the octave of Christmas. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. It's been a long and difficult year. People keep saying it. You've probably said it yourself. I know I have. And we've reached the end. The days are shorter in the Northern Hemisphere. The normal joy of the holidays has had to be curtailed. We're exhausted from it all. Even in normal, non-pandemic years, people who work in churches know, and studies bear out, that the number of deaths go up at this time of year. It's a time for endings. I don't mention this to bring us down. Death is a part of life. Everything comes to an end, eventually. Simeon, the old man filled with the Spirit in today's gospel, knew this. He knew he was nearing the end of his life. This did not fill him with despair, but with hope, because God had promised him that first he would see God's anointed one. At the twilight of his life, with night approaching, this promise was fulfilled, and Simeon saw the light which would reveal God to the nations. The prayer that Simeon exclaims once he has taken the baby Jesus in his arms is known as the Song of Simeon, or the Nunc Dimittis. This song is sung or prayed at the church's night prayer, and sometimes evening prayer. It may be used as part of funeral rites. It's fitting, then, that we hear the Song of Simeon twice at Mass this week, at the night time of the year, this past Sunday and again today. And we'll hear it again on February 2nd, the Feast of the Presentation and Candlemas Day. The first line of this prayer, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace," resonates with anyone who would like to lay a burden down or just have a rest for a bit. Out of context, you could say it with a tone of exasperation, exhaustion, or pleading. But Simeon goes on to speak of a promise fulfilled, a light to the nations. He is satisfied rather than exhausted. God has come through despite whatever suffering Simeon has endured in his long years, and despite and in the midst of the suffering still to be endured by Mary and the contradictions that Jesus will provoke. How has God come through for us? In the midst of this difficult year of sickness and death, canceled celebrations and increased isolation, where is God's light breaking through? It breaks through in the witness of those, like we hear in the first reading, who love their brother and sister in word and deed. It breaks through in the vaccines made by scientists using their God-given gifts of intellect and resources. And God's light continues to break through in the gift of a baby born to redeem a world lost in darkness. May we answer the call to be the people who have seen a great light and to share that light in word and deed with the world.